Start the show. When we come back, all the news your heart can desire. The InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. The fastest 3 hours on the internet starts next.
It's more important than ever to keep independent True Media on air. And when you buy the products, that's what you're doing. And at least for the foreseeable future, we're still here. If things change, I'll let you know. But it's essential you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. Because it funds the operation, but that's a side issue. They really are amazing. And I didn't know this, as somebody told me. Nitric Boost, I've been plugging for months, has been sold out. Best seller, cleans out your blood, cleans out your cardiovascular system, does incredible things. Dr. Mikovits has talked about how it's one of the best formulas out there. Everybody should be on it, young and old, black and white. It is back in stock. Got a big shipment of it in at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. So if I've been plugging it and you go there and it's not there, I apologize. I need to get more briefings on what's in stock and what's not. But it's now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
There is a man who is whatever America needs him to be. Not the hero we deserve, but the hero we need. Nothing less than a knight. Shining. They'll hunt him. They'll set the dogs on him. Because the truth is the greatest threat they face. It's the War Room. With Owen Schroyer.
Have no fear. InfoWars is here. Myself and the great crew with you live on this Memorial Day. Most other news organizations and hosts take off this day, and that's fine, good for them. But all the other hosts are having a hot dog and a beer, we're right here with you, the great InfoWars audience, myself and the crew. Honored to be here, by the way.
on this Memorial Day special. We have a couple of great guests on today's show. We're going to be joined by lawyer Mike Yoder, who actually recently just started, I guess, his own website. I'm going to be talking to him about that. But he's been busy in court dealing with HHS, and really that's kind of just a side battle because he's exposing all this election fraud that's going on right now. So a lot of big stories with him in the second hour. And then Adam King is going to be joining us with an uncovered story that's going on right now in Israel. And look, there's a lot of big news going on with the Gaza Strip and Rafah. And I see all the videos, and people send me all the videos, and people are sending me one side of the story and the other side of the story. And I try to just avoid all that noise and just stick to what I know is going on or understand best. But it's kind of just the same story over and over again. So it gets a little redundant, but there are some developments in the Gaza Strip that we'll be covering as well. So we're going to be talking about that in the third hour. Now, there's also a bunch of political news here, but specifically, but before I even get into the news of it, the compare and contrast between Donald Trump's Memorial Day weekend and Joe Biden's Memorial Day weekend, well, what do you expect? What do you expect? So I really just want to dive into it right out of the gates. I guess we can start with Joe Biden making it all about himself, because it's all about Joe, I guess, 10% for the big guy. So here's Joe Biden. Now to his credit, he's finally drawing back on the whole, I lost my son at war. You know, Bo Biden died at war. He's been saying that for years now. I guess finally somebody got to him and said, Joe, stop lying about your son dying at war. It's a bad look. You know, it's like you're engaging in stolen valor here from Gold Star families. But he's lied about everything else in his life, so what's the difference now? Well, so now, though, even though he's making this about himself at a Memorial Day ceremony, at least he's being honest. So, I mean, I guess, you know, give him credit for being honest for the first time. You'll notice how he has to clarify, too. Because he's recognizing he's been lying about this, but then he makes it all about himself here in clip six.
This week marks 9 years since I lost my son, Bo. Our losses are not the same. He didn't perish in the battlefield. He was a cancer victim.
Now, why would he say that? What is the point of him saying any of that? Well, he always has to make it about himself. It's really unfortunate because, you know, the more you kind of learn about this whole thing in the Biden family, it looks like Bo was probably, you know, the good kid, let's say. Not like Hunter. You know, Bo was actually a gentleman and a scholar. Hunter was a crack addict and a man whore. So I guess that's just how it goes. But so why would he even mention that? Why is he mentioning his son at a Memorial Day service? Why is he even making it about him losing his son to cancer? But then, okay, so he makes it about himself as he always has when he speaks at events like this. But then why does he bring up that his son didn't die on the battlefield and died from cancer? Because he's been told to stop telling that lie. So I don't know if this is his speechwriters. I mean, certainly he's not going off script here. And he's obviously not writing his own speeches. So, I mean, this whole thing is a disaster. So anytime he speaks at any semblance of a veterans event or a memorial service like this, he always brings up how his son, Bo, died. And in the past, he's lied and pretended like his son died at war, at service. And not to take anything away from the late Bo Biden, but he was a lawyer. He was serving as a lawyer overseas dealing with this stuff. But that's not even the point. So they bring up his son because he always has to make it about himself, I guess, to draw sympathy points is the angle. But he has to say, oh, by the way, he did not die at war. He died from cancer. So by putting that into the speech, that's them admitting he's been lying about that for every single speech he's given prior to that one. Every other time he's brought up Bo Biden, he's lied about it. And by them having to put that into the speech, that's their recognition that he's been lying about it this entire time. Wow. And then I just need the video of clip 7. I don't bother with the audio. Just give me the video here. And then there were obviously some other speakers in two. And it's Joe Biden sleeping. And there he is having a snooze. Oh, don't fall over, Joe. So that's Joe Biden. And that's enough. That's fine. I can't really take it anymore. So go ahead and get it off the screen. And I'm not even mad that Joe Biden can't stay up during the Memorial Day ceremony. It is what it is. He's an old man, and he's obviously not all hopped up on the drugs that they're going to put him on before these debates or before he gives a big speech. It's just such a state of his presidency. It's asleep at the switch. He's not running anything. Weakened at the Bidens, weakened at Bernie's. He's in and out of the Delaware Beach mansion as well. Just go, Joe, just go. Just go. Just go and disappear to Delaware. Just go. Just stop embarrassing yourself and the rest of us. But he couldn't help himself from telling another lie. He claims in another speech that he was appointed to the Naval Academy. I guess he's addressing West Point here. It's a presidential tradition. And so he finds the time to lie to them. There'll be the fact checks on this. They've already looked at it. Nobody can find any proof or any reference to what he claims here in clip 15.
Hypothetically, I was appointed by the fellow I ran against when I was 29 years old to the Naval Academy. I was one of 10. I wanted to play football. And the day I was supposed to go down for the interview, a classmate of mine who was also one of the 10 appointed to be chosen from, named Steve Dunning, came to pick me up. And I had found out 2 days earlier they had a quarterback named Roger Staubach and a halfback named Joe Bellino. I said, oh, I'm not going there. I went to Delaware. Not a joke.
Not a joke. And then the famous not a joke. Although that one might not have been a joke. Yeah. You weren't going to make the football team either way. But there's no reference, no saying he was appointed to the Naval Academy. Probably just made it up. So there you go. There you go. All right. Now let's take a look at Donald Trump over the weekend, shall we? Where should we begin? Where should we begin? How about we just start briefly here? He was the first president invited to speak at the Libertarian Convention. And I'm just going to play his opening remarks here, just stating that, and I'll kind of tell you how it went. But here it is in clip 11.
Well, thank you very much, everybody. And thank you, Angela, for that introduction. And I am truly honored to be invited here tonight as the first president in American history to address the Libertarian National Convention. Great honor.
You know, you've got to wonder what the hell is going on at the Libertarian Party. You really do. And their biggest flaw politically is that they're purists. And I respect that. I've gone into this many times. I'm not going to spend a bunch of time on it, but really their biggest flaw is that they're purists. And so if you want to fund a park in your neighborhood, they're going to say you're a tyrant and a communist. And so that's fine. I respect that, but it's part of their problem. And so, by the way, I love that picture. And there's so much I like about the Libertarian Party. There's so much I like about libertarian policy and ideology. I mean, probably myself, most people in this audience would identify with libertarian stances and policies more than any other party. But they've got all these problems. I mean, I love the become ungovernable thing, but they have insufferable purists inside the party. And it's like this holier than thou thing. And so they eventually, some of them were cheering Trump, some of them were razzing and heckling him, and he kind of took it in stride and turned it into kind of a fun, comical thing. But it's just like, then they go and nominate, the Libertarian Party nominates this guy, I've already forgotten his name, it's like Chase Young or something. That's how worthless it is. And you go look at this guy, and he's big, he's a leftist. He's big BLM. He's big gay. And so it's just like, what are you doing? So they won't nominate Trump because of their political purism, and that's fine. But then they're going to go out and nominate a hardcore leftist, big gay. What? Chase Oliver, thank you. So they could have nominated Trump. They could have nominated Kennedy. They probably should have gone with Kennedy. But see, this is why they stay irrelevant. And they and Trump basically told that to their face when they started heckling him. He was like, you know what? Hey, fine, whatever. Keep losing, keep getting 3% and never having any political impact. No skin off my nose. Thanks for inviting me. And then they go and elect this guy who's big lefty, big BLM, big gay. He doesn't even have 20,000 followers on his Twitter account. He has more tweets than followers. I mean, so she's like, what in the hell are you doing? You can't find anybody relevant to nominate? Especially you'd think like, now's the time. Like, now's the time. You kind of got a window here where maybe a lot of people don't like Trump or Biden. Kennedy's kind of getting the gravity of those votes. But, I mean, you could easily come in here, maybe even get a 5% with the right nomination. And you choose Chase Oliver, a nothing, a nobody, who will be a nobody for the next 162 days till the presidential election. Is that an updated number, guys? Make sure that's updated. I'm pretty sure that's good, though. So he's going to be a nothing. He's going to have no impact. Nobody's going to know him before or after. They could have done something relevant. I mean, Kennedy probably would have been the smarter choice, but hey, okay, maybe Trump, you give yourself a nice boost. Maybe even a funding boost. And they go with the guy who dresses down for big gay pride parades and pushes Black Lives Matter propaganda. I mean, literally, Black Lives Matter's statement is about Marxism and communism. And so the purists at the Libertarian Party. So it's just a disaster. And whatever, it's too bad for them that they can't get their you-know-what together. But there was one shining moment. I mean, hell, they should have nominated Afro Man. Afro Man would have been better than Chase Oliver. Who, by the way, Afro Man, was spotted with Donald Trump. I mean, come on. That's your candidate right there. That's your Libertarian candidate in American flag suit and cane with a pimp cup. I'll take that 10 times over Chase Oliver. But it's not even about Afro Man. The point is that they chose a nobody, a nothing, who's going to have no impact. And I guess the purists there thought it would be like, well, we're going to stick it to Trump. No, you ended up sticking it to yourself, actually, is what you ended up doing. Okay, but let's move on from that. Trump also went to a NASCAR event. And we got all kinds of scenes from that. Maybe we'll just start rolling them. Yeah, guys, let's just start going down the list here. Let's go with clip 8 first. Go ahead and roll clip 8 as the C-17 flies over, Trump saluting. Go ahead and give me the audio. I think that was the Coca-Cola 400 or something. I'm sorry, I don't have my best NASCAR knowledge. Big giant. It was the Coca-Cola something in North Carolina. C-17 flyover. Here's Trump. Guys, give me 12 and 13 back to back. Trump with the crowd, and then Trump taking pictures. 12 and 13 back to back. Walking through the crowd again, just like the Beatles walking through London or something. Biden could never. Coca-Cola 600. Oh, thank you. And then all the drivers and pit crew wanted to take a selfie with him, and he just sat there and just waited and took pictures with all of them, talked to all of them, shook their hands. See how alert he is, too? Imagine Biden in this situation. He wouldn't know what the hell's going on. So Trump's at the Coca-Cola 600 just doing it all. Biden's lying to people at the West Point ceremony, talking about himself, Memorial Day service. Yeah. There's your compare and contrast. Doesn't end there. Trump met, I'm assuming for the first time, it looked like their first time meeting Richard Petty, legendary race car driver Richard Petty in the skybox there. Here's that meeting in clip 9. So, I mean, that's one of the all-time legends of race car driving there. I think he's going to be voting Trump. I'm going to assume he's going to be voting Trump. Just a guess. Just a guess there. And then, after it's all said and done, as evening is sitting in, this is probably the most peace, the most relaxing time that Trump can even get these days. He goes up to the rooftop, puts on the headset, and takes in a little bit of the race here in clip 10. Imagine the only piece Trump can get is on the rooftop at a Coca-Cola 600 NASCAR race in North Carolina. That's about it for him. So I'm sure he enjoyed it. But there you go. The compare and contrast. Trump's Memorial Day weekend versus Joe Biden's, and really there is no comparison. But there are some political developments now. Yes, take your nap, Joe. Nappy time for Joe. Joe Biden makes surprise nighttime visit to Hunter's ex, Haley Biden, days before she testifies in first son's gun trial. So you've got Joe meeting with Haley. Now look, again, this could just be Joe on vacation in Delaware. But, you know, some people think this might be some witness tampering or some other shenanigans going on. Hunter Biden due in court June 3rd. But, actually, Haley Biden. Wasn't that? Yes, that was Beau's widow. That was the one. Beau's widow that Hunter Biden had an affair with, and then Joe Biden said, I fully support it. The Biden crime family. That's something. Sleeping with your dead brother's ex is that common? I don't know. Maybe it is. That's something, though. That's not the only potentially secret meeting that the Joe Biden crime family is having. Feds knew for years that Joe Biden met with son's Chinese partners on official trip. And the Oversight Committee has produced the evidence, emails, and other messages. Feds secretly knew for years that Joe Biden was meeting with the Chinese business partners that he continued to lie about, but of course he lied about it. New reported emails from 2015 and 2016 federal investigation show agents were looking into Hunter Biden's communication with business associate Devin Archer, leveraging Joe Biden's trip to China in 2013. So again, a lot of this is going on when Biden is vice president. Devin Archer asks Hunter, did you end up meeting with Lee, the Chinese business partner, Hunter Biden? Yes, and they got to meet dad. All very good talk. Talk later. Now, I'm assuming Hunter Biden is talking about his dad, Joe Biden. I guess there's an open shot that it could be, maybe Hunter's referring to his leather daddy that maybe isn't out for Hunter. I'm not Hunter's lawyer. I'm not giving him legal advice if this was to come up in a hearing or a courtroom, but maybe that's an out for you, Hunter. Everybody knows what you're into. Okay. And so maybe you could just say, oh, no. That's not my pops, Joe Biden. We call him pedo. No. That's not my pops. That's my leather daddy. Oh, you take your leather daddy to meet with your Chinese business partners. Well, yes, I like to gimp for them. All kidding aside, it's obviously Joe. Archer says, great, have a good day over there. Hunter says, dinner with Xi was pretty amazing. Dinner with Xi. And then Xi Jinping and James Biden, Joe's brother, were supposed to spend 2 hours together. It stretched to 7 hours. I think they are in love with each other. They almost kissed on departure. Maybe there was a leather daddy involved. This is in stark contrast of what Joe Biden said on the campaign trail in 2020. Oh, he lied? Joe Biden in August of 2019. I've never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period. And so there's a lot more emails and everything here. The House Judiciary published it. Just the News wrote a story on it as well. And it's not even anything new. It's just piles of evidence, just more and more and more and more. But who's in court? Who do they have in court that they're trying to destroy? Oh, yeah, that's Donald Trump. How prosecutors will use the other crime against Trump. What other crime? They don't know. They actually don't know. And so there's all these rumors of the different ways they're going to try to put Trump in jail, or these different crimes they're going to try to hit him with, or felonies or misdemeanors. And it's all theoretical because there is no precedent and there are no crimes. So they're literally just going to make stuff up. And I wouldn't be surprised even if the jury says no crimes were committed or innocent or charges dropped, whatever. And then the judge just says, nah, throw him in jail.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Infowars.com/show.
It's time to take a stand. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
All right, this is crazy. I've never seen this before. We're about to be joined by Alex Jones, but he just sent me this video. He's ready to go. Look at this video. Alex just shot it. It's 60 seconds, and then he's live with us. Guys, go ahead and roll the video.
I read about this 2 years ago in a BlackRock ESG. So I just pulled in here to get gas. It says fueling limit. And before this is said, under carbon rules, and the screen flashed. So I'm trying to fill my car up. It'll probably fill it before then. But it says carbon fueling limit 74. So no matter how much money I have, it's only going to give me so much fuel.
Or so how much fuel you need.
And I'm here at a Valero in Austin, Texas.
That's actually pretty cheap.
Look, I
don't know where
he's at. $62.
He must have dropped the prices after the barrel
gallons.
Release.
You know, double the price Joe Biden's economy. And it just told me fueling limit, $74. So that's the new world order, folks. The AI is already in control.
All right. This is crazy. Alex is on the phone with me now. Alex, there's so many different angles to this. First of all, gas was just at the same gas station. It was $4 last week. So Joe Biden releases the petroleum reserves to bring it down for Memorial Day weekend. So they have it synthetically low right now. But that's another story. I mean, this is crazy. So they're telling you can't fill up your truck. Or I mean, what if you're driving like a work truck or something? And I mean, what if they spike prices to $6? Then what, you'll get like 3 gallons? I mean, this is crazy, Alex.
Well, that's how the spin works, because they're going to say, oh, gas stations, because the drive-offs do this. I literally put my card in. They probably think it's just me. And it says something like carbon ESG. And I'm thinking, is this a joke? And then it says you only get $74, but my car only took 60-something to fill it up. But the point is they've announced the carbon credits. They've announced the rationing. So it may be done selectively, but it flashed up some ESG carbon thing, and then it said, here's what you get. By the time I got my phone out, I only caught that. But this is what they want with the AI, artificially ration everything. Well, they cut off the pipelines and cut off the coal plants and cut off the energy. So I literally saw it literally tell me that I can only download so much gas. And so, but I'm going to have to go back there and do it again. Just hopefully it pops up the next time. But it's all AI is integrated with everything. It's all testing everything. They admit they want carbon taxes. They admit they want carbon lockdowns. They admit they want this. And this was some type of weird test when I was trying to get gas. So this is where we're going with the rationing that they said they want.
I've literally never seen this, and it ties into something you covered on your show earlier today, where they play this game, and they do it in Dallas, Houston, Austin, everywhere, and they say, oh, you know, it's too hot. You can't have AC, or you need to, you know, unplug your refrigerator or whatever, as if it's never been hot before. It's not even 100 degrees yet. But that's what it is. It's, so they shut off our energy, and they say, oh, it's for climate change. And then they say, oh, you can't fuel, you can't fill your tank. It's for climate change. You were able to fill it today. When gas is $6, $7, $8 a gallon, you won't even be able to fill your tank.
Well, that's right. It was introducing the idea. And we go back to 20 years ago, the major energy producers said smart meters will control what you can get. They will control your thermostat. And last year in Denver and New York, they controlled the thermostats. There was not enough power. So they cut off the power. They cut off the coal plants. They cut off the gas plants. And then they say, oh, don't worry. We're going to control your smart meter. We're going to make sure we turn your thermostat up from, you know, 75 to 85 for your own good. So they're definitely rolling all of this out. And I just saw it in real time. They want to just normalize all this. We've got to say hell no to this. The good news is Texas is suing the ESGs and BlackRock. Everywhere people are suing it. People are pulling their monies, you know, out of the big banks and out of the ESG credit scores. And so they're everywhere saying no to this and saying we're not going to let BlackRock and all them control what we do. There's plenty of energy. They are just literally turning it off to train us for this and remote controlling everything. And it's $7.5 billion 3 years ago into the funding of charging stations. They built seven of them, over $1 billion per charging station. It's a road to nowhere. It's a bridge to nowhere. It's a total takeover, Owen. So the AI is everywhere. It's going down right now. It's artificial scarcity. The big corporations have plenty of power. The globals have plenty of power. The police have plenty of power. The bureaucracies have plenty of power, but we're all about to be cut off. That's why we're covering this, Owen. I'm going to let you go ahead and go back to your full show. Love you guys. This is huge.
All right. Yeah, thank you, Alex. Yeah, he's going to spend time with his family. But, I mean, here's what's so crazy, because the average person might not understand the depth of this. They might not have the foresight, and they kind of just look at it at face value or surface level and say, oh, okay, well, fueling limit, whatever. Maybe there's a good reason, or, you know, climate change or whatever deal. Or, you know, oh, well, there's so many people filling up. It's Memorial Day weekend. And so whatever. But it's like a good chess player can see all the moves in front of him, see all the potentials, and then like calculate all the odds of each potential. And then, okay, well, this is the potential here. And so I make this move, and then that leads to the potential here. And so this is how I work the board. That's a good chess player. So I'm not really a great chess player. I mean, I can play chess, but I don't really play chess. I do political chess. I do civilizational chess. And so all I do is, or Alex Jones or people in the audience, is you see that and you say, oh, okay, well, what's the next move? Like, where does this go? Well, can't you see? This is like the first move of like, oh, you're just moving your pawn up. So when it comes to the big climate change scam, and taking away your energy and your ability to, you know, live freely, basically, this is like just moving the pawn, like the first or second pawn. But okay, so where does it go? Oh, he moved his pawn here. He moved his pawn there. Well, obviously you see where this goes, if you're a good civilizational chess player, if you will. Oh, okay. Well, maybe I don't need $74 in gas today. Oh, okay. Well, okay. Maybe next time you do. Maybe next time you do need 74. Maybe next time the price is $6, $7, $8 a gallon. Oh, okay. Well, then what happened? Well, you can't fill your tank. Well, when can I fill it again? Ah, and then there's the next move. Now, you could probably, under the current circumstances, drive to the next gas station if you want to refill it, and fill it there. But, oh, see, and now the social credit score comes in. Now the central digital banking score comes in with your digital ID and everything tracked and traced. So, no, now you can't go, because, you see, you got to stop that. So this is how they want us all to become the new corporate world government slaves, and climate change is just like the fear mongering. It's just like, how do you get someone to take an experimental shot into their arm? Well, you tell them they're going to die from a virus. It's like, oh my gosh, roll up your sleeve. You're going to die from a virus. Oh yes, please give me five. And so it's the same thing with climate change. And there was just some study that came out. It was like 50% of people under 40 or something believe that they're going to witness disastrous climate change. I mean, it's a joke. It's a joke. To be that aloof to reality, to fall for propaganda. So climate change is the big fear mechanism, and it's directed at the youth specifically. You're not going to get people over 40 to believe this crap. Because guess what? They've lived for half a century and it hasn't changed. So it's like, oh, okay. But they fear monger the youth. Oh, climate change. Oh, it's so hot. Oh, it's so bad. Oh, you're going to die from the weather. And they believe this with the propaganda. And so they're going to say, oh, well, of course I can't drive a gas powered car. I'm going to die from a hot wave. Oh, I can't have my AC at 70. I'm going to die from a earthquake. So that's how they're doing this. I mean, this is crazy. So that's just like the first pawn moving forward in this giant game for you to become a corporate world government slave.
InfoWars is listener supported, and we appreciate your donations. But buy a product and support your health too. Nitric oxide is an important chemical messenger in the body. It promotes blood flow and it helps nerve cells communicate with one another. But over time, our bodies produce less of it. Full of amino acids to produce nitric oxide, Nitric Boost helps raise the amount of nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide is needed for strength, cardiovascular function, and healthy neurotransmission. It helps to improve blood flow, which helps improve overall immunity. Get some today, now 40% off. Support your health and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's more important than ever to keep independent, true media on air. And when you buy the products, that's what you're doing. And at least for the foreseeable future, we're still here. If things change, I'll let you know. But it's essential you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com because it funds the operation. But that's a side issue. They really are amazing. And I didn't know this. Somebody told me. Nitric Boost, I've been plugging for months, has been sold out. Bestseller. Cleans out your blood. Cleans out your cardiovascular system. Does incredible things. Dr. Mikovits has talked about how it's one of the best formulas out there. Everybody should be on it, young and old, black and white. It is back in stock. Got a big shipment of it in at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. So if I've been plugging it and you go there and it's not there, I apologize. I need to get more briefings on what's in stock and what's not. But it's now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 fantastic shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
If that becomes a norm, then I think it'll finally hit people what's going on. But they already have these deals where, I forget the story in New York, somebody was explaining it to me, but there's like certain parts of New York where you can't have your AC at a certain level, and they do this whole fear-mongering thing in Texas too. Say, oh, it's too hot. So, you can't use your AC. Maybe I'm buying into it now. I gotta tell you, it's pretty hot in Texas, pretty hot in the studio right now. That's why, I took the sports coat off. So I don't know. Maybe it's global warming. Oh no, it's called summer is what it's called. That's right. It's called summer. And they act like we've never had summer before. They do the same thing in the winter. It's like 30, 40 degrees in Austin. It's about as cold as it'll get normally. And they say, oh, the power grid can't handle it. Really? That's funny because I'm sure, then Minnesota just must be screwed. Oh my gosh, you're in northern Wisconsin. You must be dying. Of course, their power grid handles it just fine. They run at zero degrees for months. So they do all this fear mongering, but they can't, it's like they can't really fully enforce it yet or it'll be too obvious. So they're waiting until they have the right numbers of people that are afraid of climate change. And it's just total BS. I'm sure there's some climate change. You know, there's temperature variations and climate variations, but we don't even have enough historical data to sit here and make a scientific decision or scientific analysis on what we're really dealing with here. And in fact, the science that we do have would show that if anything, we're in a cooling stage. The science we do have would say, if you even believe modern history plus archaeology, then the science would say that when there was no human activity emitting carbon on Earth, if that's what is true, then there have actually been bigger floods and worse weather prior to the modern age. And great floods, and then, you know, the water goes down and up and down. It's been going on for like tens of thousands of years, and it's been totally proven, ancient civilizations hidden from you in history. But that's why they lie to you about history, and that's why they lie to you about human evolution and everything else, so that then they can lie to you about this and lie to you about that. And that's, of course, the biggest lie of them all. Whether you believe in God or creation is not even relevant to this argument. It's already been proven that advanced human civilizations existed 10,000, 20,000, perhaps up to even 30,000 years ago, and they just hide it from you in human history. And then they hide it from you by doing these digs that the Vatican just comes in and says, oh, this is holy ground. They steal all the artifacts. It's been going on forever. But I'm getting off track here. We're going to get back to the news here, talking about election fraud with my guest coming up in about 15 minutes. But hey, big ups to the crew for coming in on this Memorial Day. Glad that you've decided to join us, spend some time with us on this Memorial Day as well. So we appreciate that. Glad to spend it with you. There's quite frankly nowhere else I'd rather be. So here we are. Now remember, we're made possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And, you know, we don't even run, like half of our breaks aren't even ads. There's like special reports and funny stuff and other things we've done over the years. And then like half ads. So really, it's the plugs here on the show that help fund us. So shop at InfoWarsStore.com to keep us on the air. And there's just so many great products there. Nitric Boost, 40% off. So important for cardiovascular health and blood flow. BrainForce Ultra and BrainForce Plus, the nootropic for mental energy, mental focus. You got a big work project coming up. You got a big exam coming up. You need to study. You got a big presentation coming up. BrainForce Ultra, BrainForce Plus, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil. If you got fish oil in your supplement pantry, why not switch to the good guys at InfoWarsStore.com with our Ultimate Fish Oil, highest quality, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Just some of the great products. And don't forget about the emergency food supplies and water filters. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So from the 1 year down to the 1 month emergency food supply, 10% off, and the water filters. And by the way, why is this considered a emergency supply at 10% off? Well, a lot of the water filters out there are, they run on electricity. And so you got to plug it in, and then it's got a filtration in there, and it's fine. Filtration works fine, but it runs on electricity. This is gravity fed. You don't need electricity to run it. That's why it's an emergency supply, because it doesn't rely on electricity. You don't have to plug it in to filter your water. It's a gravity-fed filter, so that's very important. All of that's at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. All right. Let's see what else we got here. They're... I guess it was the George Floyd celebration weekend, and so... Guys, let's check in on the George Floyd celebrations here in clip 18. Free iPhones.
Free iPhones. Look, security running.
Oh, shit, I saw.
Now.
Yeah, man.
I guess it's a proper George Floyd celebration. He was a criminal himself. Robbed a pregnant woman at gunpoint at one time. So, hey, it fits. It fits, doesn't it? Very nice. Very nice. Well, the serious crime was actually, so don't worry about that. Don't worry about a bunch of people looting at an Apple store. That's, you know, they're feeding their kids. As AOC says, what you need to be concerned about is a gay pride flag painted on the streets and somebody doing a burnout over it. I mean, folks, that is the real crime. And this is a very serious news report in clip 19.
Police are searching for the driver caught doing donuts damaging the Progressive Pride street mural.
Just after 2:40 Wednesday morning, Pride. A vehicle is caught on a security Pride. Camera doing donuts damaging a Pride mural on Central Avenue in St. Petersburg. Tire marks still visible on the street.
My God.
My reaction is disappointment, not surprise. I think anytime we're in a situation where we have public displays of Pride, our authentic selves, people are going to have a reaction to it.
Dr. Byron Green Collish is president of St. Pete Pride. He feels someone targeted the mural. He says the mural is visual representation that everyone is welcomed here.
The mural is really a public love letter to the residents of St. Pete.
Yeah.
Being able to collaborate with the city and other Pride organizations here in the city really feels like love and home.
St. Pete police say over the past week, two different vehicles have left tire marks on the mural.
Two?
One where a driver accelerated on Friday, May 17th at around 9:30 in the morning. The second incident, that vehicle doing donuts. Officers do not believe the two cases are connected. Mayor Ken Welch posted on Instagram saying, in light of the recent vandalism targeting the Progressive Pride flag mural, there is no place for hate in St. Petersburg. St. Pete police say the person responsible faces a criminal mischief felony charge since it will cost the city $1,100 to restore the mural in time for Pride Month festivities.
A massive thank you to the city and being able to jump into action as quickly as they did.
Anyone with any information regarding the driver and the vehicle is asked to contact St. Pete police.
So you just put a gay pride flag up anywhere and anybody that touches it is now a felon, of course. But see, there's a misinterpretation of what's going on here, because as you heard, the Pride president, St. Peter's Pride president,
Don't you see what was being done here? See, the guy doing the burnout was just making the symbol of your sodomy. That's what he was doing there. He was just adding to the art a symbol of, you know, where you guys like to spend your free time, if you know what I mean. So really he's not a bigot at all. He's celebrating the culture of sodomy by putting a chocolate starfish right there in the middle of the pride flag. So he's really adding to your culture. Of course, this whole thing is a joke. So a manhunt is underway for a guy that does a burnout on a street symbol, which doesn't even belong there to begin with. Oh, it costs us $1,000. The city spent $1,000 to paint a frickin' gay pride flag on a cross section? How about that's the crime? But that's the thing is, oh, they just claim everything and say, oh, if you don't like it, you're a felon now. Meanwhile, a manhunt for a guy that does a burnout. We have millions of illegal criminals crossing our southern border, rapists, terrorists, murderers, psychotics. Is there any manhunt for them? No. We got to get the guy that did the burnout on the pride flag, okay? He's a felon.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
We take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Delving deep into the heart of globalist plans, it's Owen Schroyer.
Alright, I can't take credit for this one. Remember during the break, I'd be cracking up. I don't even know if I can properly tell this joke, but you know, I'll give it my best shot here, hit the punchline. But really, again, I might have actually gotten it wrong, saying that the driver was trying to add an exit/entry hole for sodomy to the flag. You know, it's sodomy pride. But really, they were just adding skid marks because skid marks are a common occurrence when you are engaged in sodomy anyway. So they're just adding the skid marks there. All right, maybe I did it justice, maybe not. But there you go. That's the real crime. That's the real crime. Yeah, you throw a Molotov cocktail into a police officer's car, you can walk. You go out and beat and ambush a bunch of police officers in New York City, plus you're not even a citizen, no problem. You're out next day. No big deal. 10 million people crossing the border illegally? Fine. Putting a skid mark on a gay pride flag painted on the streets?
felon manhunt. Get that man and lock him up. Oh, where's my clown horn? Has my clown horn been stolen? Wow. Chase stole my clown horn? All right, well, now we got our own manhunt to deal with. Now, that's a crime. I got my own manhunt.
Good Lord. What a clown show. All right, hey, you want to take a look at Los Angeles? There's a chance Gavin Newsom could be the Democrat nominee for president, which would be incredible. Because they say, oh, you know, oh, failing up. The Democrats, all they do is fail up. California has collapsed under Gavin Newsom. They're begging the federal government for more money every month because they're broke. So basically, if you live in any other state, your taxes are being subsidized to pay for California to give drug addicts needles and razor blades to cut up their crack and cocaine and spoons to smoke it in. And you're paying for all of it. And then look at this scene. There was a fire recently, and this is just two blocks out of downtown. Look at this scene in clip four.
I'm here in downtown Los Angeles, and right behind me is a graveyard full of clothes from abandoned and burnt down clothing building. And as you can see, people are coming here, just like this guy himself, to grab some clothes because there are literally thousands and thousands of shirts and pants or shorts. However, the majority of this stuff, as you can see right here, the majority of it is all burnt, and you can see the remnant.
It'll be there forever, too.
What was the building right here? There's literally the wood that has been burnt, and this is only a few blocks down from downtown Los Angeles. This is on Main Street here.
Oh, I think that's
Los
the apartment Angeles, building that they finished, down and then from 4th never got 5th Avenue, anybody renting it.
And there's literally a graveyard full of clothes. And now this is also a place where a lot of people come and sleep. We were just talking to this man right here. Uh-oh. This is also a place where a lot of people come and sleep because they prefer sleeping in here where it's a little bit softer and it's not as hard compared to sleeping on the cold concrete in the middle of the night. This goes from one block all the way over to the next block. And this is in downtown Los Angeles, and things are not looking too great right now.
You know, it's just so crazy because we have this like blinders on, like these cultural blinders or like these civilizational blinders. And, you know, I like American culture. I like going to ball games, playing golf, a steakhouse. So, like, I don't want to go flee to the woods. I don't want to go flee to another country. I want my country. I want my downtown. That's what I want. I want to live in a booming metropolitan area that has all kinds of activities for me. But it's like, that's the story now. You talk about all these major cities. You go to a hockey game downtown, a ball game downtown, and it's like, hey, look at this nice stadium, and we're all here having a good time. And then nobody lives downtown. And as you're walking to the game, homeless person there, drug addict there, you know, somebody getting stabbed over there, burnt down building over here, collapsed decaying infrastructure over there. And it's just like, oh, no, I'm just going to the ball game. You have your blinders on. So it's like, oh, the ball game's great, but everything around you is crumbling.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life. All at the same time, keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
We are getting crushed in the housing market. We are getting crushed in the automobile market. We are getting crushed in our grocery bills. They're sitting here attacking you, attacking your economy, attacking your culture, attacking your borders. And then they say, you're inhumane.
War.
guest is Michael Yoder, and I'm thinking he just started this website. I visited it earlier today and read the stories that he's publishing. It looks like a new project for him, citizenag.org, and he's got so much stuff that he's involved in right now. The voter fraud is a big issue he's covering. He's in court, I think it's with HHS, fighting vaccines and all kinds of other stuff. So, Michael Yoder joins me now. Where do you want to start, Michael?
I mean, pick your poison, pick a entity within the government, and I've probably sued him. So I'm game for anything. I mean, I've sued every secretary in the cabinet and Biden twice, so we can start wherever you want.
Yeah, you should have like a tally sheet of all the different bureaucracies that you've sued. And then maybe if Trump gets back in and Vivek gets a part in the cabinet, maybe you won't have anybody to sue anymore. That would kind of be the goal. All right. Well, let's look at these headlines here from your website. I'm just going in chronological order. 6 feet under, how dead voters cast ballots and why they're the least of our concerns. Tip of the iceberg, counties that refuse to inspect their voter rolls have created an absolutely colossal problem. Voter roll challenges could lead to millions of ineligible voters removed prior to election. Let's start with the dead voters. So this is something we've heard about, we've seen for years. How bad is it?
In terms of just the dead voters themselves, I mean, obviously we have tens of thousands of people who have been voting probably Democratic since the 1800s. But the issue is larger. It's really the fact as to how does that actually happen? I mean, no one really asked the question. We all know the jokes. We all hear about, you know, your great, great grandfather voting Democrat, or when I die, don't let me vote Democrat. But how does that actually come to fruition? And it really comes down to the fact that counties maintain voter rolls where they don't ever clean them up. The county voter rolls include a ton of names that are ineligible in terms of whether they can vote there or not. And they never actually inspect and update the voter rolls. And that spirals into a problem where these names that are on county voter rolls that don't actually reside there and they're not citizens anymore in that county are nothing more than just shells. And they serve as vehicles for them to cast illegitimate ballots and carry a vote from just thin air into the ballot box and the overall tabulations for a specific candidate.
Well, what do we know about how much data research that the Democrats do on this? We've seen their internal numbers. It's public information. Because specifically people were comparing it to the RNC spending, with Ronna McDaniels probably spending more money on, surgeries for her face and ass and whatever else than the RNC spent on voter data. But then you look at the Democrats, they spent most of their money on voter data. Do you think that it's fair analysis to say the Democrats are spending this money to find out who is on the ballot that's either moved out, or rather who can vote that's either moved out of the county, moved out of the state, or is dead, and they're trying to find a way to use those votes?
So it really comes down to an entity. It's known as ERIC, the Electronic Registration Information Center. ERIC is an organization that was founded back in 2012 by seven states, and it was funded through the Pew Charitable Trust, which is an organization that came to fruition through Open Societies Foundation, which is a Soros-backed entity. And through ERIC, that's what's considered, or they try to portray this to be the preeminent voter registration and this nonpartisan 501c3 that actually provides information as to how voter rolls are supposed to be inspected and updated. But in reality, they're not accurate. And the reason that this has always been a problem is because there's never been a way for people to actually determine whether the names that are included on a county voter roll are accurate or not. There's no way to know whether these individuals are residents of that county, whether they're supposed to be there. And it extends, like I said, beyond dead voters. It extends to people who have moved and registered and voted out of state. It includes felons, the deceased, as I mentioned. It also includes people who didn't complete the registration properly. They didn't put down a residential address. I mean, when you have 2,300 people living at a church, they don't live there. P.O. boxes. You can't fit in a P.O. box. It's kind of common sense. Yet these people are getting mail-in ballots sent to them. People move out of the state. They're getting mail-in ballots sent to them out of state for a specific state that they previously lived in. And this is just a pervasive problem because there's no way to track down all the loose herrings. So the reason that we are in the predicament we're in is there's not really a mechanism other than ERIC that's ever existed as a way to actually inspect and check these voter rolls. But that all changes now. through the nonprofit Citizen AG, we're working with a nonpartisan data entity who has come up with a massive amount of data through open source records, through FOIA requests, that we can use millions of data points and evaluate county voter rolls and determine which individuals are or are not eligible voters. And people don't realize this, but if you're a citizen of the United States and you're an eligible voter, you yourself are able to submit a challenge within your own county and actually fight to remove the names of those that are ineligible to vote in your own county. And that's a massive, massive game changer when citizens can actually restore that power into their own hands and take control of their elections.
Michael Yoder is our guest, citizenag.org. And I can already hear the people screaming right now. I can hear them from miles away. Well, the machines, the machines, the machines. All right. Well, maybe we'll get to the machines in a second, but first I want to get to this and your thoughts. Cause, you know, the biggest question I get just from friends, family, whatever, concerned citizens, knowing, you know, I'm on the air every day following this stuff, working at InfoWars in my third presidential election cycle here. You know, it's, can Trump even win? Can we deal with the voter fraud that we just dealt with in 2020 that most Americans believe that's how Joe Biden got into office? How can we win if they haven't done anything? And if no changes have been made, and I push back a little bit and I say, well, changes actually have been made. The RNC has obviously talked about this. Now that Ronna McDaniel is out, I think there are some real moves to deal with this. And I think most importantly, it's like, you know, knowing there's a hole in the ship or multiple holes in the ship and then examining the ship and finding the holes. So now we know after 2020, it was so obvious. We know, okay, make sure no mail trucks are showing up at 3:30 in the morning. Make sure if they lie about a water main break that you don't leave the tabulation centers. Make sure they're not pulling out secret stashes from under desks. Make sure they're not double and triple counting votes in the bluest areas. And so, I mean, we have seen what they do. And now the RNC with Laura Trump as the co-chair, they're investing in making sure there are poll watchers and lawyers at the sites there. Do you think that it's enough? Do you agree that changes, like, because I push back and say, actually, I think changes have been made. I think that they are prepared to watch the fraud and make sure it doesn't happen again.
I think that there's enough that has changed, and I think that there's enough in play that it could be outcome determinative. Now, with this voter roll effort, with citizens submitting challenges to their own county voter rolls and actually moving forward with it, that's contingent upon not the lawyers, it's not contingent upon the nonprofit, it's not contingent upon the people behind the scenes that are working on gathering this nonpartisan data. It's contingent on the American people. How many people are willing to step up and how many people are willing to fight for this? Because I see every day on social media people asking, what can I do to get involved? How can I help? Well, here's your chance. Here's the way that people can get involved, and here's how people can help, is through they can actually submit these challenges as an average, just everyday American citizen and say, hey, these people don't belong on this voter roll. And what it does in turn is that when you start striking hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of names that do not belong to be registered in a given county, what you're doing is you're looking at the foundation that is the house that these left organizations and Democratic, you know, entities have built in these, especially in the heavily weighted counties where there's, you know, Clark County, Nevada, 65% of the state's entire population. That's going to control the entire outcome of that state when you look at Nevada. If you have people that are able to actually get involved and challenge and remove those names, what you're doing is you're attacking the foundation that Democrats have taken as a given for years and years and years, and you're just turning it into a house of cards. And it's eligible for, like I said, anyone that's a registered voter over the age of 18 that's not a felon. And the biggest thing about this is that every single county in the United States of America has an obligation to inspect and update and maintain accurate voter rolls. And at least from time to time is that, you know, that's the language that's used in Georgia, for example, in the statutory code. Well, if they say that they've never updated their voter rolls, they never inspect that, they're admitting to violating that law. And what you can do is you can file what's called a writ of mandamus, where you go to the court and say, hey, judge, they're not following the law. Can I get an order saying you have to follow the law, inspect the voter rolls, and remove those who are ineligible to vote? If you start doing that around the country out of the 3,006 counties in the United States, we could do that in advance of the election, unlike in 2020 when everything was retroactive. We were trying to correct the problem that had already occurred. This time, we're not waiting. We're going after it from the beginning, and we're essentially saying, just clean the voter rolls up. And it's a nonpartisan effort because we don't even consider what the party registration or the political affiliation of any individual is. You're either registered to vote properly, you're a registered, eligible, qualified voter in wherever you reside or whatever county voter roll you're on, or you're not. And if it ends up with Republicans being removed, fine. If it ends up with Democrats, Independents, Green Party, whatever other parties there are now, there's probably more political parties and genders anymore. But it doesn't matter what political affiliation you have. You should not be on a voter roll because we have a right as American citizens to one person, one vote, which ironically was established in Baker v. Carr, which was a 1964 case focused on equality with racial gerrymandering. Yet they're going to claim voter suppression and racism, and I'm citing a case that was actually founded upon the basis of eradicating racism in the electoral process.
And of course, they can become a part of this at your site, citizenag.org, correct?
Correct. And we just want to start getting these, you know, volunteers together. We just need people that are willing to submit the challenge, present the evidence, and enforce it. If they're not willing to follow through and actually carry this out, we just need to actually drop the hammer. And people are not fighting. Republicans don't fight. And it, like it or not, it's the truth. The Democrats are organized. They work cohesively and they are vicious. They have a tenacity that is not mirrored on the right. And they fall in line, and it's point blank. The right has too many individuals and free thinkers, and we don't come together. And that's one of the biggest problems we face.
Yeah, and maybe the galvanization of, hey, we don't think Joe Biden won legitimately, might be kind of what rallies us and organizes us as we go into 2024. Now, you mentioned something else. You said you're working with independent data analysis companies, or correct me, I forget how you said it, but you said something about data in there. Now, is that involving the machines, or what is that involving?
No, so essentially the entity is called Eagle Eye. It's Eagle AI, pronounced Eagle Eye, and it's a nonpartisan data company that started in the beginning of 2020 following the wake of the election, collecting data. They collected millions of data points from open source records, whether it be from Secretary of State records. They look at property tax records. They look at Bureau of Prisons or Department of Justice records for convicted felons. They look at the addresses there. They look at the National Change of Address databases. And what they do is they compile all this information to get contemporaneous, accurate, and updated information on individuals, where you can run a list of names from a county, like the county voter roll goes through the software. And what it will do is it can spit out a score with a report identifying the likelihood, or to a certain degree, whether that individual is or is not still a citizen that resides within that county as an eligible voter. And because when you go through this, that's what's the problem that we've always had, has been, how do we know which names on these lists are or are not supposed to be on these lists? And when you don't know that, you can't present the evidence that you need, which is a preponderance of the evidence standard. It's merely more likely than not. So the needle starts vertical, completely straight up and down. And if you tip it ever so slightly towards the more likely than not, such as, okay, well, here's an obituary for someone with the same first, middle, and last name, and they went to the same high school, that says that they're dead, and here's a picture of their gravestone. Is it more likely than not that that person's dead? Yes or no? If the answer is yes, you have to remove them. And we can now do that. We've never had that as a resource before, and that's why Eagle Eye is such a game changer, because it is nonpartisan. It doesn't look at your political affiliation or your party registration. It just looks at the objective public record facts as to where you reside, what your citizenship is, and that's how we can now determine whether these are eligible or ineligible voters.
Well, and I just see, you know, the left, the Democrats, they're totally panicked over this. They're writing headlines. We just put one of them on the screen, like, oh my gosh, look, the Republicans are looking at the voter database. Oh my God, they're using AI to filter out dead people that aren't eligible to vote. Like, well, why does that bother you? Or they're publishing headlines, and they've been doing this for a couple of years now. Trump and the RNC, and I think they call them vigilantes. They're sending vigilantes to poll watch. It's not vigilantes. It's like a 6-year-old grandma who just wants to go do poll watching because she wants to make sure that her elections are fair. It's just citizens. But the point is, they're panicked because all this stuff is going on. And what's crazy, and this is more of a psychological aspect of it, but if you ask the people writing these stories, or you ask the average Democrat that thinks these are vigilantes doing poll watching, they'd say, there's no election fraud going on. Of course not. Well, then why are you so panicked about poll watchers? Why are you so panicked about lawyers being there? Why are you so panicked about AI technology taking voters who are dead or ineligible to vote off of the rolls? And so really, it's in that moment that you realize they all know they're cheating. Like they all know the only way they accomplish getting this political power is through fraud. And that's why they organically panic when they see Republicans finally dealing with it.
It blows my mind that people can still maintain the steadfast belief that there wasn't significant fraud when you look at regression lines and the voting trends that are mirrored. And you look at, you know, Maricopa and Pima County, you have a sheriff's election and you have a race for the president. Two different counties, two different populations, yet their regression lines show identical declination. 16 out of 17 of those races were, they went Democratic. There's one race that they had their regression and it went Republican. You look at the mail-in voting, you look at the ballots, and the craziest thing to me is that when our founding fathers, you know, enacted the 12th Amendment, they said that you had to vote on the second Tuesday of the month or the first Tuesday of the month, and then it was the first Monday after the second Wednesday in December that you certify the vote. And it essentially what it does is it boils down to a period of 6 weeks. So back in the 1800s, when they were on horses, by the time that you delivered the certification from state to the Senate, they're like, there's no way we can't figure out who prevailed at the state level, statewide, and have the electors get their certification all the way to Washington and deliver it to the Senate in 6 weeks. Yet here we are in 2024, when apparently we can put robots and, you know, mind control devices in people's brains. They claim we've gone to the moon since the 60s, but I'm not going to go there. And now somehow we aren't able to certify an election within a month and a half time period, yet they were able to do it at the time that we passed the 12th Amendment. It's insanity because there's no feasible or logical explanation as to why it would take so long unless there's malfeasance.
You know, if we found life on the moon, the Democrats would find a way to register them to vote Democrat, I'm sure. All right, let's talk about something else here. CitizenAG.com is where you can help be a part of this, and you have I would say, even a constitutional duty at this point to make sure your elections are you're getting the real result. You were just in court, Michael Yoder, our guest. You were just in court with the HHS. Is that correct?
The last 2.5 years.
And tell me, were you reaching a conclusion here? Why are you in court? What's going on there?
So a lot of people remember the Project Veritas video that came out back into 2021 where the doctor infamously said, you know, the vaccine is full of shit. And it was on behalf of a whistleblower named Jody O'Malley. And she has been fighting for the last 2.5 years, side by side with me, because she lost everything doing what she was, you know, standing up and exposing the truth. And she had a colleague that was essentially killed because they refused to give her colleague ivermectin. And I brought lawsuits, or I brought a suit against HHS alleging that they effectively intentionally suppressed hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin for financial gain in lieu of remdesivir, that they inflated COVID-19 patient statistics to show that the number of individuals was higher than it truly was. I also argued that they failed to accurately report in the VAERS databases the adverse reactions and events that were occurring. And I argued that all of this was predicated upon the notion that there was financial incentive to push drugs that did not work, such as remdesivir, so dangerous that it didn't even finish the Ebola clinical trials because it killed 55% of the participants within the first 30 days.
It was deadlier than Ebola.
It was. And when you look at the CARES Act, there's something that's called the new COVID treatment add-on payment. It's the NCTAP, which has an additional 20% payment kickback when you prescribe or administer a dose of remdesivir, which costs $2,300 per dose compared to ivermectin, which is 12 cents per dose. And I wanted to know, why are you suppressing medications when these medications, especially things like ivermectin that got a Nobel Prize in 2015, have proven to be effective? They are not dangerous. Yet what you're doing with remdesivir is every single time you prescribe it, the person ended up on a ventilator, they got sent out to a different hospital, and they died. And to me, it's genocide. It's state-sanctioned genocide for financial gain, and I'm not going to just allow these theories to, you know, flourish on the, you know, back channels of Discord and 4chan. No, I want to prove as a matter of law, the government knew what they were doing. They knew that they were funding the Wuhan lab. They knew that this was not going to actually help people, and they got away with it. And I refuse to just turn a blind eye to that, especially when someone like Jody, who's such a good human, has risked and sacrificed everything to stand up for what's right.
Well, to me, it's like an open and shut case, but I'm just dealing with the court of public opinion and presenting my case for 4 years here on the air. And I would say at this point, we're completely vindicated. I mean, even the mainstream news is basically having to come around on ivermectin and the vaccines. So, I mean, is this a difficult endeavor in the courtroom to prove this stuff?
Whenever you sue the government, you have to remember a lot of the time the courts are part of the government themselves. So not only are you against whomever you're suing as a defendant, but you're against going against the court of public opinion due to suppression and time delays, because you know the only difference between a conspiracy theory and the truth is about 6 to 8 months. And then you have to look at the fact as to the bias of the judges. Fortunately, we've had a very fair judge throughout the entirety of the proceedings. He's ruled against me. He's ruled in favor of certain motions, but it's been a very fair and objective case. And it's very hard to prove intentional wrongdoing by the government. It's very difficult to do that. It's a bigger undertaking than I can articulate in the time we have here. But it's, I mean, the final adjudication is going to be going on June 24th. We're taking it all the way. And we got through every aspect of this. I spent 7 days deposing high-level officials within the government, and I've got the evidence. And it goes all the way back to 2016 when a lot of this was planned. I mean, it was done with EcoHealth Alliance and Peter Daszak. The biggest difference is the fact that when they planned it in 2016, and I'm not just making this up, I'm saying that I actually have the agenda from the meeting minutes in 2015 when they sat down in D.C. and discussed it, all the way to the NIH publications explaining exactly why they were doing it. And the whole focus on this was the financial gain that was possible through a vaccine platform, and you needed to sustain the threat, because without the threat, you lose the hype, and the media was a key driver in keeping the fear and the pandemic alive, because they needed the time to actually roll this whole thing out. And it's in writing, published by the NIH, and it is as locked down as it can be. The only difference is they came on a cruise ship instead of an airplane.
Well, you could say they've gotten away with it so far. But I don't know. I feel like a major reckoning is coming on this. And I hope to catch up with you right here on these airwaves in a month, and maybe you'll have a big legal victory to celebrate.
I would love that, and I'll keep you posted with the election stuff as well. I mean, we already got the, you know, in Wisconsin, two great lawyers up there got a TRO blocking some mail-in ballots from going out. I mean, we can change the landscape of this country. And there's no better day to highlight this than Memorial Day, where people died. 17-year-olds signed their name, lied about their age.
It's more important than ever to keep independent, true media on air. And when you buy the products, that's what you're doing. And at least for the foreseeable future, we're still here. If things change, I'll let you know. But it's essential you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com because it funds the operation. But that's a side issue. They really are amazing. And I didn't know this, as nobody told me. Nitric Boost, I've been plugging for months, has been sold out. Best seller, cleans out your blood, cleans out your cardiovascular system, does incredible things. Dr. Mikovits has talked about how it's one of the best formulas out there. Everybody should be on it, young and old, black and white. It is back in stock, got a big shipment of it in at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. So if I've been plugging it and you go there and it's not there, I apologize. I guess, get more briefings on what's in stock and what's not. But it's now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oil and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Infowars.com/show.
It's an omen.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, where one of our top-selling, top-rated products is finally back in stock, and that's Rebel Zen CBD. In fact, I got a bottle of it right here, the full-spectrum 3,000 milligram. I hear about this all the time for pain relief. We have the full-spectrum 3,000 milligram tincture. We have the full-spectrum 1,000 milligram pain relief salve. And it's good for a reduction in anxiety, pain relief, decrease in inflammation, promotion of the healing process. And so CBD formulas like this are all the rave right now for those reasons. And we just went out and found the best quality at the lowest price. That's our Nexus. Made in the USA, non-GMO, Rebel Zen full spectrum CBD products back in stock. At InfoWarsStore.com, we got it in and sold out immediately. So it's taken us a while to get it back in stock. With a high-quality product like this, takes a bit to produce. But it's ready to go and 33% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's your support there that keeps us on the air. So we thank you for that. All right, we got so much going on here. It's crazy. But most of what we have remaining is geopolitical. We'll get to that coming up shortly. Meanwhile, did you hear about the stabbings? Did you hear about the stabbings this weekend near Martha's Vineyard at a movie theater? In fact, there were so many. DA identifies suspect accused in violent stabbing spree across South Shore. The man accused of stabbing four girls at a Braintree movie theater and two McDonald's employees in Plymouth during Saturday's brazen string of violence was identified. And Vineyard man arrested for mainland stabbings, but yeah, there's your man. And it's, appears to be a transgender. Can't really tell, I guess. I don't know what classifies if you have to have the surgery or not.
but at least a cross-dresser. And so you don't hear about the stabbings, though, because it doesn't fit the agenda. So if there's a trans person that shoots somebody up, if there's a trans person that shoots up a school, a trans person that shoots up a club, does a stabbing spree, doesn't count. Doesn't count, and they bury it and make sure you don't hear about it. Identifies as a she. Now, you know, this is strange. I'm surprised these accounts are still up. Usually they take these things down. So that's strange. But the cross-dresser or trans person stabbing, you won't be hearing about that. The mainstream media won't report on that. You know, maybe it's time we play a little game. I guess technically it's a long weekend, but I'm guessing the stories are already on the internet about how many were shot and killed in Chicago this weekend. Loving liberal Democrat run Chicago, gun-free zone Chicago, Memorial Day weekend. Probably some increased violence. I'm going to go 5 dead, 30 shot. 5 dead, 30 shot. We have to play this game. It's not really fun. Not really fun, but hey, Democrat policies, gun control zones. How's that working for Chicago? But see, the point is they'll pick and choose what gun violence they want to use to get you to comply with gun control. Oh, look at that. We had the over-under pretty much right on the head. 5 dead, 26 wounded, 7, some are saying, okay, 7 dead, 27 wounded. But see, that doesn't make the news. That's not going to make the news when we do this every Monday. It's 3 dead, 5 dead, 7 dead, 10 dead, every Monday. Now we've got, the headlines keep coming. I guess this is the most updated. This one's just updated less than an hour ago. 34 shot, 8 fatally in Memorial Day weekend violence across city, according to the Chicago Police Department. Now, if you had 8 shot dead, 34 wounded at a mass shooting, then that'd be big news. If they used a quote-unquote assault rifle, then they'd say, we need to ban assault rifles, or we need to ban high-capacity magazines, and we need to ban this, and we need to ban that. And there'd be all these cries. But see, when it just happens regularly spread out across Chicago, it could happen to anybody, then we just don't talk about it. And so you always have the political agenda as an umbrella over what the liberal media is going to cover and make a big story. So, trans identified person stabbing a bunch of people? No. Gun violence across the city of Chicago? No. No. But if a crazed lunatic, a white man, went into a Walmart or something and shot a bunch of people, even if he just shot maybe 2 people dead and maybe 3 others wounded, that'd be the big story. And they'd say, see, you can't have any guns. You can't be trusted with guns. But when it's just spread out over the city of Chicago every weekend, doesn't fit the narrative because the Democrats already own Chicago. They've already got the gun control passed in Chicago and it hasn't worked, obviously. And of course not. So that's what you get. I mean, we could do Baltimore. We could do St. Louis, do LA, San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, you name it. You name it, all run by Democrats. But see, they don't make a big deal out of these crimes because they can't use it politically to drive home gun control. The optics don't work. But see, the sicker part of it is, it's the same thing we're talking about earlier. Perhaps the sicker part of it, because politics is corrupt, politics is politics. The sicker part of it is that, oh, somehow this is just considered normal. You're just supposed to accept that this is normal if you live in Chicago or you live in St. Louis or you live in Baltimore or you live in any of these Democrat-run cities. Oh, that's just normal. Oh, yeah, 5 more shot dead. Oh, yeah, 20 more shot. Oh, yeah, just a normal weekend. It's fine. It's no big deal. Why is that? 5-year-old girl got killed this weekend. A 5-year-old girl. Father was shot too. 24-year-old. We're not going to humanize her. No, we're not going to humanize. We're not going to humanize the 5-year-old girl that gets shot in Chicago because that doesn't fit the Democrat narrative. But see, we'll memorialize George Floyd, who would rob a 5-year-old girl if he had the opportunity. And but see, this is just the clown nature of the media. But you know what? I don't even want to talk about that. This idea that it's normal for you to go downtown and see the crime and see the poverty and see the decaying infrastructure and have 5 people shot dead every weekend. And that's just normal. I'm not supposed to react. I'm not supposed to make a big deal out of that. That's normal. The media doesn't care. The Democrats don't care, so I don't care. Why don't we care? That should make us sick that goes on.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man, but I'm not just a man. Just like you, no matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. That's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me. Not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, but because you're a good person. Because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you to always remember that I appreciate you and I thank you. Because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, still good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my 2 newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers,
They really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when you look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
So we were trying to do the math here. About a person shot every day in Chicago. And, oh yeah, just normal. Just normal stuff. Oh yeah. You live in a Democrat-run city? Yeah, a person gets shot every day, so. Liberal. It's liberal. We're better than you. It's really crazy. Oh, by the way, you know, it's just all so insane, man. It's just like the Democrats are so insane. There's no other way to put it. Their policies are insane. And we're having a laugh in the break because, you know what, if the Democrats successfully shut InfoWars down, you know, we're going to have to go into the electric vehicle charging station business. Don't you see? Because the Biden administration is paying out $1 billion per charging station. Isn't it fun? $1 billion for a charging station. Now, we can undercut that market. If we maybe we'll find some investors here in the audience. We'll undercut the market. I'll cut you a deal, America. I'll sell you a power station. $500 million. $500 million. $500 million. For you, America, I love you so much. I'll sell you an EV power charging station, $500 million. All right? I'm generous. Biden's paying $1 billion right now. I'll give you $500,000 for one. Come on. How can you pass up on such a deal? That's literally going on. Biden administration cuts a $7 billion check for EV power stations. They've built 7. Or maybe 8, they said. Well, actually, there might be 8. It's just a joke. You can put a power charging station at your house for like $1,000 or $2,000. But if you're Biden and you're working for the Democrats and you're in on the big boondoggle, then you're getting $1 billion for a public power charger. That is like barely even getting used, probably. Because most people, if you're driving around in an electric vehicle, you're probably, you know, pretty wealthy. And so you're just putting one in your house or you're buying one of those charging bricks that plugs into the wall. It's cheaper. So you're not even using the public charging stations where you got to go and sit for however long to even let it charge anyway. It's just a joke. Booty Juice called out for falsely claiming Americans clamoring to buy electric vehicles. Yeah, it just isn't there. It just isn't there. But see, that's the whole idea is, oh, it's like this false economy of, oh, everybody loves the EV. I mean, they're more popular now than they were 20 years ago, but that's because they didn't exist 20 years ago. And so, okay, maybe some people like them. But no, nobody's clamoring. And they're trying to force you to buy one. Can you imagine? You're already struggling in California. And who knows where else they'll try to sign these laws. And they're saying, we're going to phase out electric vehicles. We're going to phase out gas-powered vehicles. You can't drive a gas-powered vehicle in the year 2030. And then, well, yeah. Oh, really? People are going to try to buy electric vehicles when you mandate them? No kidding. No kidding. Now, what's the big joke? What's the big con that they're all laughing about? The same place where you get your energy to power your home and everything that they say you can't do anymore is the same place you get the energy to charge your car. Yeah. Yeah. So you can have a debate. Oh, which is more environmentally friendly? Whatever. Is it worse to get oil? Is it worth to get the lithium or the cobalt to build the power charging stations? It's all coming from the same energy sources that they're trying to make illegal. So what are you going to do? I remember there were like concept cars in the 90s that they tried to make that were like solar powered. And of course you just couldn't get enough power. It wasn't there. But hey, they're going to force you to buy it, and then they're going to say, look at, oh my gosh, everybody wants a vehicle. What are you talking about? You made us buy this thing. And now we can't even charge it because we went over our charging limit and you shut off the power, and now I'm stuck with nothing. I miss the good old days. I miss the good old days. That's what they'll have you saying. All right. All right. Yeah, there it is. Is that a new one? That one looks, it's like the same thing, but that is the one from the 90s. Yeah. It just didn't take. Hey, we gave it an effort, and it gave for effort. Would you drive that, guys? What? Put it back on the screen. I think it's kind of slick. Of course, it's ridiculous. I don't even know how they load you in that thing. You gotta like get a crane, and then the crane drops you into the cockpit there. That was from the 90s. I was really into toy cars and stuff. And so I had some toy cars that were made from that concept vehicle. That's how I knew that. I had like chestfuls of these toy cars and Hot Wheels and everything. But anyway, I had the solar powered concept car. As one of my toy car collections. It was actually one of my favorite ones because it looked cool as a toy car. Not practical. Good idea. Didn't work. Anyway, Ken Burns. This is just, they've gone completely crazy. Imagine this is a documentary filmmaker. Does a lot of baseball stuff. Pretty good work in that field. Politics, though, different story. You get invited to do a commencement speech and you make it all about Trump. Can you imagine this? And then they think Harrison Butker is crazy for encouraging people to have families and be mothers and fathers and be good examples. But that's considered wackadoo. But Ken Burns here saying, oh my gosh, if we vote Trump, it's the worst thing ever. Here it is, clip one.
Which brings me to a moment I've dreaded and forces me to suspend
speaking
my
to college students.
Attempt at neutrality. There is no real choice this November.
Yeah, there is.
There is only the perpetuation, however flawed and feeble you might perceive it, of our fragile 249-year-old experiment, or the entropy that will engulf and destroy us if we take the other route. When, as Mercy Otis Warren would say, the checks of conscience are thrown aside and a deformed picture of the soul is revealed. The presumptive Republican nominee is the opioid of all opioids, an easy cure for what some believe is the solution to our myriad pains and problems. When in fact,
you know,
with him,
pause
you end
quick.
Up
re-enslaved
with an
Is he speaking at a Jewish university? Because, I don't know, there's like Hebrew on the little podium there. I'd never heard of this university before anyway. But it is a Jewish university. How ironic is this? Joe Biden, who's getting all the backlash right now for, I guess, a lack of policy, really, in the Middle East. It is a Jewish university, Brandeis University. And so this is Ken Burns speaking at a Jewish university saying that Trump is the big evil. When Trump is like, you know, one of the bigger complaints about Trump is he's too pro-Israel. He's too Zionist. And just speaking politically, if you're Jewish, I don't know how you vote Democrat. And I mean, it's been said many times. Michael Savage has been saying it for years. Trump has said it before. I heard other people in the conservative talking space say it before. I really don't know how, if you're Jewish, you vote Democrat. I mean, I've got Rashida Tlaib speaking in front of the Palestinian Freedom Caucus or whatever. I mean, these leftists actually hate Israel and hate Jews. Like, they really do. I mean, Rashida Tlaib does not like Jewish people. Okay? And Ken Burns gets up there and makes his commitment speech about how if you're Jewish, you have to vote for Biden because Trump is a death wish. It's so moronic. Continue it.
With an even bigger problem, a worse affliction and addiction, a bigger delusion, James Baldwin would say, the author and finisher of our national existence.
And I don't think the students are buying it.
Suicide, as Mr. Lincoln emphasized. Do not be seduced by easy equalization.
You know what, Ken Burns? I'd stick to baseball documentaries and maybe leave the politics out of it. Or what do they have on this guy? Maybe this guy's blackmailed. He looks a little nervous up there. I don't think the Jewish college students are buying this, Ken. In case you haven't noticed, you have Democrats blocking Jews from going to class. And that's Democrats.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot, who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wig of America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Infowars.com/show. Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, so we just heard Ken Burns talking at a college, a Jewish university, telling young Jews they can't vote for Donald Trump. I don't think that went over too well, by the way. I don't think so. Just my guess, considering the current geopolitical climate dealing with all of that. But, you know, he had to go up there and make his anti-Trump speech. Maybe he was forced to do it. He didn't look too comfortable. But maybe that's just his look. Here's Rashida Tlaib. She is speaking at a pro-Palestinian event. This is a representation of the anti-Israel left that has existed for many years and has a platform in Congress. And so here's Rashida Tlaib, clip 14.
Welcome to the most beautiful, blackest city in the country, the city of Detroit.
that true? Is it the blackest? I don't know about that. But this is all the
Muslims
there. I don't
know if I need to
there.
Remind you all, but Detroit, we birth movements, not just labor movements. We birth movements on environmental justice, on women's rights, and so much more.
Environmental
welcome,
justice.
Welcome. Gain strength from this amazing, beautiful black city that raised me.
And she goes with black again.
I don't need to tell you that you're on the right side. I don't need to. But I'll be damned if I wait 10 years before they apologize to all of you for doing what was right at this moment. Each year, our country, and I say our country because it is our country, sends billions of dollars to maintain an apartheid government and support the ongoing...
Right, because I don't see any American flags. I just see Palestinian flags.
It is disgraceful that the Biden administration and my colleagues in Congress continue to smear them for protesting to save lives, no matter faith or ethnicity. It is cowardly. But we're not going to forget in November, are we? The International Court of Justice just ruled that the Israeli government must stop its invasion of Rafah. But President Biden...
She has got an accent all of a sudden.
What's happening in Gaza is not a genocide.
Us, she says.
Where
I thought you were American.
Where is your red line, President Biden? You all, every single bullet, every single gun, every single weapon, bombs that we send is a sacrifice of our own schools here at home. Many of which, when I go into the schools, have garbage bags over their drinking fountains because they don't have clean water. President Biden, I hope you hear us loud and clear.
So who's she going to endorse then if it's not Biden? Who are you voting for?
Attacking the authority of the International Criminal Court and interfering in the legal process is nothing more than an attempt to prevent the genocidal maniac Netanyahu and his senior Israeli officials from being held accountable for those crimes against humanity. You are an enabler, President Biden. But wait, wait. You know when my colleagues are outraged? They're outraged over the protest on college campuses in our country. They're more outraged than that, than the atrocities happening right now on the ground in Palestine, the war crimes. Y'all, there's no universities in Gaza. We all know this. We say it over and over again. And now, if they get their way, they're going to silence the universities here at home.
Wow. Calling out Biden, basically insinuating you, I mean, this is a Democrat saying that you shouldn't vote Biden. I don't know how else to take that. I got to give Tlaib credit, though. You know, she should probably just move to Palestine. And maybe she can be their next president, and maybe it would be better. I'm not even kidding, by the way. I'm dead serious. She should move to Palestine and become their new political leadership. Because here's the thing. She's never given such a great speech in her life. As an American congresswoman, she could never give a speech like that. She truly cares about Palestine, and she clearly wants to be a voice for them and represent them. And by the way, that's all the people in the audience. It's all the Muslims that have been moved into Michigan as a voting block. But okay, so they're not going to vote Biden. So who are they going to vote for? I guess not Trump, but not Biden. So I actually, Tlaib, neutrally speaking, observing that's a good speech. Not if you're an American, there's nothing American about it, really. But for Palestine, you should just move to Palestine. That was really good.
It's more important than ever to keep independent, true media on air. And when you buy the products, that's what you're doing. And at least for the foreseeable future, we're still here. If things change, I'll let you know. But it's essential you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com because it funds the operation. But that's a side issue. They really are amazing. And I didn't know this, as nobody told me. Nitric Boost, I've been plugging for months, has been sold out. Best seller, cleans out your blood, cleans out your cardiovascular system, does incredible things. Dr. Mikovits has talked about how it's one of the best formulas out there. Everybody should be on it, young and old, black and white. It is back in stock. Got a big shipment of it in at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. So if I've been plugging it and you go there and it's not there, I apologize. I guess, get more briefings on what's in stock and what's not. But it's now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
They still don't understand that what we do here is real. And that's why the government says, Owen Schroyer isn't a journalist. He's a conspiracy theorist. Oh, I'm a conspiracy theorist, huh? I told you they would gag Donald Trump over a week ago. Here's the filing. You think this is a game? You think Owen Schroyer's a conspiracy theorist?
Sometimes there's a man who must stand for what's right, a man who must stand for the truth. That man is Owen Schroyer. It's the InfoWars War Room. Here's your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, third and final hour here of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. About to be joined by my guest, Adam King. And he's got a story that I'm not hearing anything about. And he sent it to me, I think it was either last night or this morning, and I said, well, that's odd. I'm not seeing or hearing that anywhere. Why don't you come on the show to talk about it? Now, there's some other developments geopolitically in Israel happening right now. You're going to hear a story here that you probably haven't before. Here's some of the other headlines. We'll get into all of this with Adam. Netanyahu acknowledges tragic mistake in strike on Rafah that killed dozens. Looting of peer aid shows who's really at fault for Gazan misery. U.S. Army aid vessels become unmoored near floating Gaza pier. Biden's $320 million Gaza pier over budget and under constant threat, a purely political misadventure. So all kinds of developments there. We'll get into all of that. But first, I want to bring Adam on here because, again, he sent me this story. It was last night, and I'm not hearing anything about it. We constantly hear about the Israeli state and what they're doing in Palestine, but you have a story of something that's actually going on in Israel that is basically a media blackout right now.
And I appreciate you covering this story because this is not being reported anywhere, and this happens actually every single year. It's almost like tradition. It's a tradition when the Jews go to the grave of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and there's about 500,000 Jews that go every single year. And another tragic tradition is the Israeli police every single year end up causing violence to these people who go on this pilgrimage every single year. It was the worst in 2021 when a police brutality triggered a stampede that killed several people. Over the weekend, the festival Lag BaOmer, commemorating the life of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, a saintly Jew, and the author of the Zohar, the police came out in full force and decided to become very physical with the occupants, both male and female. The facilities divided, men pray on one side, the women pray on the other. But what was so ironic about this instance is that the female police policed the females and beat them up, and the males policed the males, the male police policed the males and beat the males up too. So, this happens every single year. And, you know, especially at a time like this, you would think that the state would like ease up on their aggressions. Both micro and macro against the Orthodox community, but they amped it up, and I appreciate you covering the story. Nobody else will.
So you have kind of your Orthodox traditional Jews. They're the ones that I guess wear that kind of garb around.
You can see in this video they're beating up an old man in a wheelchair, and his son has sprawled himself over the body to protect the old man from the police. And this one broke my heart. I mean, like, what a grandson this is. I mean, you see the white beard on this man here, but they're just beating him up unrelentlessly. And there's several videos like this that you'll see. And this happens every single year to us on this holiday. And frankly, it's disgusting. You know, it's like this is supposed to be the Jewish state, but for some reason, the expression of Jewish culture is so looked down upon inside of the government of Israel.
Are these Orthodox Jews anti-Netanyahu, anti-IDF? Do you think it's politically motivated?
I think that there's like tensions that occurred. This old man was thrown down to the ground. I mean, he's like a 90-year-old man, and they just threw him on the ground. There's a previous clip I sent you where you could actually see him throwing him on the ground. But yeah, This community is more religious. They generally don't serve in the Israeli Defense Force. They there's a lot of tension inside of the interactions between this community and the state. And this is kind of like that, like, diasporic Hasidic community. You know, look, he just walks up to this cop and he punches him in the face. And you can't hear it, but he fires his gun and in now the air.
Yeah. So again, this is the Israeli police force. By the way, they look like they're a military force. They're dressed in military garb or like riot gear. It doesn't look like street police. And this is
a religious pilgrimage.
And so, yeah, he just walked up to this guy, just punched him in the mouth. Now he's doing it again. And so, but see, here's the thing. A lot of people probably don't understand this culture. I mean, I've done a little bit of research on it. But the Orthodox Jews are not forced to serve in the IDF. A lot of the Orthodox Jews are kind of the types that you might see at these pro-Palestinian protests standing there and, you know, might saying Jews for Palestine. They're more peaceful, kind of religious Jews. So can you explain kind of the cultural difference there? Is there like a cultural struggle between the two groups in Israel?
Well, there's a cultural struggle between the traditional Orthodox community and the secular community. But inside of the Orthodox community, there's like a vast array of different types of Orthodox groups. So this is largely like the Hasidic community. And generally the Orthodox community is very united. It's really in relation between like secular and religious that sometimes has disputes inside of it. In this case, it's just like clockwork. It's so predictable. I actually one time on this holiday got beat up by police in Israel and detained and arrested for absolutely nothing. I mean,
oh, that's when you got, was that when they removed
you?
No,
that was a different time I got arrested. Oh, okay. In Israel. Yeah. But that's another thing. Like, let's throw that into context too. You know, I've had multiple experiences with the Israeli police being an aggressor towards me as a Jew living in the land. I was forcefully removed from my home in the Gaza Strip, you know, in 2005. And here too, look at this one. This one is crazy.
This is a woman. She's a woman getting beaten
by another woman. Look at that. She kicks her.
Yeah, okay. So here's again, you understand the culture more than me. You've been there. You even lived in the Gaza Strip. And I mean, look, the reason why I like to have you on to report this stuff is because, I mean, you're one of the few people that's actually lived there that talks about it. You are a proud Jew. You don't hide that, but yet you're not unwilling to criticize Netanyahu or Israel, which I don't think should matter. I'm an American patriot. I criticize my government all the time. So I don't understand why there's that logic doesn't flow anywhere else. So is this why? Because I see this all the time and it's hard for me to understand. I don't even like to report on it because I don't like reporting on war propaganda. It comes from both sides. But like, is this, again, is it like an attitude of people who serve in the IDF or people who serve in the Israeli police? Like, it's like fun for them. Like, they take pictures on burning buildings and they like play with children's toys. They like to beat up old women. I mean, how do I explain that? What am I supposed to think?
I think generally there's like a small contingency in the IDF that the Israeli government uses for like exhibiting force on its own people. But the majority of the IDF, the vast majority of the IDF are really good human beings that want, you know, they want peace. They don't want to do violence. They're not going to dance on the graves of their enemies. That's a forbidden sin in Judaism. And Jews were indoctrinated with this from youth, even the most secular among us. But there is like this contingency, like the Jews who went into my home in the Gaza Strip and forcefully removed me. And, you know, as we're losing our properties, they're beating us too and dropping us off in the middle of the country. So inside the IDF, there's like this ultra cruel wing that like actually gets used on the people frequently, especially the religious people. And, you know, as a religious Jew, especially an observer of this holiday, it pains my heart. You know, this is like a further proof to me that there is a misalignment between the Jews and the state of Israel. You know, this was more to me, my grand revelation of the divide came with the vaccines. that there was, that there is some sort of ulterior, the government of Israel does not necessarily represent the Jewish interests or the Jewish agenda. You know, like everybody's always saying the Jewish agenda, the Jewish agenda. But like the government of Israel doesn't always represent the interests of the Jewish agenda. And with the vaccines, it was a clear indication that the government of Israel doesn't represent the interests of the Jewish people, especially because throughout World War II, we were experimented on in these eugenics programs from Joseph Mengele. We have like a very indoctrinated culture against experimenting on humans.
Yeah, yeah. And they wrote the Nuremberg Code in response to that. Exactly. I mean, what I see going on, or what I observe, because it, by the way, it was the same Orthodox Jews in America that were taking a big stance against the COVID vaccine mandates here, specifically in New York. It's that's right. Where a lot of them live. And so it was the same thing going on in Israel. So to me, it looks like the Israeli state, it's like an assertion of power where you have kind of like maybe the purest Orthodox Jews that might even be anti-war to an extent. And then you have the Israeli state represented by Netanyahu that just wants to squash them.
Yeah, you know, I would take it a little bit step further, and even like if I could be a little bit a little esoteric in my interpretation on it, is that, you know, like the Jewish agenda clearly has prerogatives that the state doesn't want, especially in regards to like the bringing of the Messiah and the building of the third temple. And I was on your show a few weeks ago talking about the red heifer until that whole thing died down. But, you know, the state of Israel is the one that blocks these things from happening. The Jewish people, we want those things. And then the state of Israel comes around and says, no, you can't do that.
Wait, and so, hold on. Netanyahu is blocking the red heifer sacrifice?
Yeah, the only reason why it hasn't happened is because the government of Israel isn't letting it happen.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, right? And everybody made the biggest fuss about it, like stupid Peters and all those guys. You know, they were like freaking out about it.
I mean, I remember all the fanfare, and I didn't really buy into it either way. I mean, I can't stop it, guys, with the red heifer. I didn't know. So Netanyahu is blocking this the heifer sacrifice.
I don't know if it's Netanyahu, but it's factions inside of the government that don't want religious.
So they don't want you doing. They don't want you. Yeah. That's what it is. They don't want you doing your pilgrimage. They don't want you to have your bodily autonomy. They don't want you to have your religious sacrifices.
Right.
They want you to join the IDF or join the Israeli police force and stomp someone's head in.
You know, there's like, the truth is I don't know if that's what they truly want, because most of the people aren't going to do that. And there's enough people that they can get that do that. Like, for instance, I remember it was like Ariel Sharon or something like that took on 300,000 Russians who were not Jews as citizens. And they were given like some of the harshest jobs in the police force to like really go around and just like beat people up for the government whenever they needed to. When I was in Israel, it was the Russian cops that would come and serve the ass whoopings to the Jews. So like,
Are you sure they weren't Ukrainian?
You know what? You got to check the migration. It might have actually been from Ukraine. I don't think so, actually. I think it was actually from Russia proper that these immigrants came, but they all joined the police force. Like the entire Jerusalem police force is like made up of these people. And you got to understand something. There's also like crazy secret deals that go down between the government and religious institutions like the Vatican, who are maintaining sites in the Holy Land, and they want specific police forces that might be Christian as opposed to specific that might be Jewish. So there's a large contingency of the police forces that are actually Christians, and they use these against each other. There's even a humongous contingency of the police force that's Arab. And a lot of the times that it's Arab police that are going into Arab communities and stuff like that. So it's like such a nuanced, like there's so many components. It's a multifaceted diamond, the situation in Israel. And the more I sit and meditate on it, I really think that like they want to significantly halt the bringing of the Jewish Messiah or the bringing of a Jewish redemption. We don't even have to take it to the Messiah level. They don't want Jews to have like this autonomy of our own culture and our own land. They like permit it so that there's the appearance that the Jews are in control, but really they don't want it. Like they just, or else the entire house of cards will fall if the Jews wake up and they're like, oh my God, the government's not really Jewish. They're faking us out. It's a controlled opposition pretending to be Jewish. And that's what I think the government of Israel is. So when Netanyahu came back after the vaccines to lead this war into Gaza, I was thinking to myself, this can only be trouble because he's doing it. This guy has like a statue of the vaccine on his desk in the president's chamber.
Well, I got to say, because you say it's nuanced, and I look at, I mean, I never really had a problem with Netanyahu. If anything, I was probably neutral on Netanyahu. I mean, maybe at times I had a positive view of him when he was positive of Trump on certain issues, and he helped Trump get the Abraham Accords to a certain degree. But really, in the last, I mean, if you want to put a date on it, I guess October 7th, he has been a despisable character. I mean, he's yeah, nauseating to me now. And you know, there's people in the media like Ben Shapiro who don't nuance this at all. I mean, they don't hide where they stand. They're cheering this on. I mean, you could see a nuke dropped on Palestine and Ben Shapiro would have like an orgasm on air. And so like, there's no nuance to that. But let's get into some of this latest stuff. Because again, look, and I don't know if you see this stuff or it gets sent to you. I get sent this stuff all the time, and it's like 95% of it, I'll watch it, but I just toss it aside because it's like, I don't know what's propaganda and I don't know what's real. And I know there's a lot of propaganda, so I'm just like, hey, you know what? I'm not going to touch that. And the most recent one was the bombing in Rafah. And now Netanyahu says, oh, it's a tragic mistake that killed dozens of people, including children. So do you think any of this is a mistake? I don't think it's a mistake. Really? They just keep making all these mistakes. October 7th, oh, it was a mistake. The last time they bombed guy, oh, it was a mistake. Now it's a mistake. Do you think any of this is a mistake? Do you believe Netanyahu when he says it's a mistake?
You know, I think that there are mistakes that happen in war frequently, especially when dealing with sensitive urban warfare. But I think that there is a gray line. Like, there's always a gray line with everything, kind of like in American politics, how like gross negligence and like willful treason are kind of synonymous. You know, like they're like, oh, we would just suck at ruling. You know, we're just horrible leaders, you know, but meanwhile, they're like literally like stealing, you know, the canary in the coal mine. The same thing is true in Israel with war. Like there's like this gray line in war where like some things could be explained as an accident and some things could like cross over the line of the accident. I'm more perplexed by the $320 million like pier that somehow floated away. Like,
well, now hold on. Like, that the people that ran and built that pier were very diverse. Okay, so that's what's important. There was a diverse. It was a diverse group that built that pier. Sure, it's floated away and it cost us $300 million.
Nannies were employed in the creation of that pier.
Not enough. Not there should have been more trannies.
It should have been an all tranny brigade. Then maybe it would have stayed.
I gotta say, you know what? Here's the irony of this. This was probably a blessing, to be quite honest with you. The fact that pier, I mean, it's basically nothing. It just completely failed. Probably a blessing. It would have caused more tension, and it would have ended up being a vessel somehow or a middle ground between bringing the Palestinians to Europe or America, which wouldn't have been good for anybody, quite frankly. It's unfortunate for them, but the thing falling apart and floating away was probably actually a good thing. I mean, yeah, we lose $300 million, yeah, but.
You know, I never thought about it like that until you just put it into that context. Like maybe they were planning like some sort of like mass deportation thing with like to ship these Palestinian jihadis over here to America.
100% they were.
I never thought about that, but you're probably 100% right. That's probably why they did it. But it just shows you like, you know, also the ineptitude of, they said that they wanted to do it so that America could come in with American soldiers and secure the giving of the aid to the civilians. That was like the guise of what it was supposed to do. But this administration can't handle anything. Like it's also a major failure on the administration, you know, because they dropped the ball. It's like when I saw this, I was like, oh, Joe Biden's falling upwards on the stairs again, falling up the stairs again, you know, cause like they can't. seem to do anything right. It's another $86 billion to the Taliban in weapons. You know, it's just like fumble after fumble after fumble.
Well, and so. I think, too, it definitely could have been used to transport the Palestinians. But I think also, you know, it could have been used to start a more kinetic warfare and get the U.S. involved. Oh, somebody shoots at the pier, you know, a U.S. soldier gets shot. Now, all of a sudden, you know, they got to amplify their involvement. So the thing floating away, I mean, folks, this is, I mean, it floated away or sank. It's just like gone. It's just like, oh, we don't know where it is. Well, whoops.
You know, I'll tell you, Owen, that is seriously, and I say this to all the listeners out there, like, take into account the hand of God acting on behalf of creation for what God's interests are. Last week when the president of Iran, Raisa, when his helicopter went down, everybody was like, oh, Israel did it. I actually think it was like the hand of God, because the tensions on Earth like dramatically dropped after that happened. I mean, like literally we've been in such a headstrong conflict for the last 6 months where like everybody's being pulled into this seemingly global conflagration. But like after that, like everything just like things are de-escalating very quickly. Russia just announced that they're about to end the war in Ukraine, with the ending of Rafah, especially now that, you know, this mistake took place. It kind of gives context to like the whole thing being like concluded. I know I told you the other day the war is ending soon because there's nowhere else to go except for into Egypt. And there's no way the Jews would ever approve of a war with Egypt. That's ridiculous.
Well,
it's mine.
I don't know if it'll end. I guess it depends on the context or the meaning of end. What becomes of the former Palestinian land, I think is, you know, some people might decide that what happens to that will determine the end.
You mean Jordan?
Well, if Israel declares that all the hostages are dead, then, you know, maybe that's kind of the end too. And they can just pull out and do whatever they want with all the rest of the rubble. But
in all serious, Owen, like, all this love that was created for Palestine in the last 6 months, I hope that like we could like actually encapsulate that and direct it towards actually helping Palestinians, especially the Palestinians in Jordan, who have literally like nobody wants to hear about them or their oppression. And they're really oppressed. They have like zero rights. They're not even allowed to own land, you know, and it's like, I hope that the people who have fallen in love with the Palestinians, I hope they actually like that applies to all Palestinians.
Well, they've fallen in love with the protest. They've fallen in love with the protest. They've fallen in love with their Amazon Palestinian headscarf. But as far as the actual geopolitical issues, they're probably quite ignorant. They couldn't even find Jordan on a map, dude. All right, Adam King, always great to be joined by you. Thanks for spending the time.
Thank you for having me, brother.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWars.
InfoWarsStore.com and get it now, because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body Soul Support. These offers and so much more are all
InfoWars.com/show.
The show that digs deeper than the rest. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Enjoying your Memorial Day. Thank you for spending some time with us. Remember to support us by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Big ups to the crew coming in on this Memorial Day. Most places run reruns or just take the day off. We're right here live with you, myself, and the crew. So supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com, very important. We're glad the information gets out. There's a reason why we don't put it behind a paywall. We think it's more important. But we sell great products to fund this operation at InfoWarsStore.com. Products you want, products you need. I'm a product of the products at InfoWarsStore.com. All the different supplements. I mean, before I go on air, Turbo Force Plus, Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, 3 hours of focus and energy. Good to go. A lot of the products I take every morning, every night. Some of them are sold out right now, unfortunately. When we get, you know, them back in stock, I'll tell you more about them. Big sale happening over at DrJonesNaturals.com. New arrivals over there, like the greens, fiber caps, whole food multivitamins, the immune support tincture, 40% off. Big sale happening at DrJonesNaturals.com. Great toothpaste and other things over there as well. All right. Let's look at... You know, I'm telling you, look at everything politically and the situation in Israel has to hurt Joe Biden. It just has to hurt Joe Biden, especially with Bernie Sanders. We already heard from Rashida Tlaib. I mean, she directly called out Joe Biden. That's interesting. She's going off pasture there. No pun intended. Now here's Bernie Sanders calling out Netanyahu in clip 17.
No
Mr. Netanyahu, it is not anti-Semitic or pro-Hamas to point out that in a little over 6 months, your extremist government has killed 34,000 Palestinians and wounded more than 78,000, 70% of whom are women and children. It is not anti-Semitic to point out that your bombing has completely destroyed more than 221,000 housing units in Gaza, leaving more than 1 million people homeless, almost half the population. It is not anti-Semitic to note that your government has obliterated Gaza's civilian infrastructure, electricity, water, and sewage. It is not anti-Semitic to realize that your government has annihilated Gaza's healthcare system, knocking 26 hospitals out of service and killing.
So it goes on. But a lot of that blame is being put on Joe Biden by Democrats. By Democrats. And they're the ones that are protesting this. Now, you have a segment of the right wing that you could say is just outright anti-Israel. You could say you have a segment of the right wing that's just anti-war or doesn't want to be involved in any of these foreign conflicts or governments anymore. But they're not the ones out in the streets. They're not the ones blocking Jewish students from going to their classes and going to their recreation halls or any of this. They're not the ones going to a Memorial Day parade and blocking it. Check this out. These are Palestinian protesters. And by the way, this is all being, here's the great irony. It's all being funded by the Democrats. I'll have that coming up. Here is a Memorial Day parade and Princeton pro-Palestine protesters disrupt it in clip two. Everybody knows these are liberals. How many of them could find Palestine on a map? Not many. Blocking a Memorial Day parade. This is Princeton University. A lot of COVID masks and Palestinian flags. I don't see American flags on their protests. I see Palestinian flags. So you just make me sick. You make me absolutely sick. I don't like what's going on in Palestine. I don't like what Netanyahu and the IDF has done at all. I've been calling it out since day one. While you are still trying to figure out whether you need to take your fifth booster or wear a COVID mask to class. But see, you're disgusting. You go to a Memorial Day parade and you block it and you wave Palestinian flags. You clearly don't understand optics. You clearly can't even get a grip on your own protests to try to make it effective. And you're funded by the same people that you think you're fighting. And that's the sad, tragic irony of all of this. A Memorial Day parade, and you're going to disrupt it and chant for Palestine and wave a Palestinian flag. And everybody knows you're a Democrat. Everybody knows you're a liberal. But this is directly being funded by the U.S. government. And they located where the money's coming from. Here it is in clip 16.
The EPA granted $50 million to an organization called Climate Justice Alliance. So we went to the website of Climate Justice Alliance. This is what we found on the website, that our taxpayer dollars are going to organizations such as this. This, at the bottom, is a picture of the bulldozer that went through the fence when Hamas attacked Israel on October the 7th. They have a rendering on their website. It says decolonize Palestine, and it has a picture of that same bulldozer going through that fence. If you dig deeper, they want to defund the police, defund the military. Either them or their affiliates want to have very radical, drastic initiatives that I think are anti-American. And they're certainly anti-Israel and anti-Semitic. So the Biden administration doesn't seem to care. $50 million in December. Who knows how much more in the future, and other like groups, because there are other associated groups with this group. There's no inspector general for EPA to follow the money because they don't care.
That's why they do it through EPA.
Because all they care about is the mission, the climate mission, no matter what the radical ideas that are associated with the groups. So then you could ask yourself, is this group really going to be funding climate, you know, cleaning up the water and cleaning up the soil and cleaning up the air? Or are they going to be funding things like the protests they had in Hart just several weeks ago, where several of them were arrested? So follow the money. We're going to be doing that in the Environment and Public Works Committee. That's where the derivation of this was. And I find it rather startling to me that the EPA is not doing, and the administration are not doing, any better research as to where our American taxpayer dollars are going.
Now, of course, Joe Biden has no clue any of this is going on. And so, but it's the same leftist groups, it's Soros groups, and now Democrat money that's funding this stuff. And because, look, is this all to sabotage Biden? I mean, really, are they doing this to sabotage Joe Biden? Do they want there to be massive protests at the convention so that they can use that as a backdrop to say, see, we can't nominate Joe Biden? Because, I mean, how can they run with him?
It's more important than ever to keep independent True Media on air. And when you buy the products, that's what you're doing. And at least for the foreseeable future, we're still here. If things change, I'll let you know. But it's essential you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com because it funds the operation. But that's a side issue. They really are amazing. And I didn't know this, as somebody told me. Nitric Boost, I've been plugging for months, has been sold out. Bestseller. Cleans out your blood, cleans out your cardiovascular system, does incredible things. Dr. Mikovits has talked about how it's one of the best formulas out there. Everybody should be on it, young and old, black and white. It is back in stock. Got a big shipment of it in at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. So if I've been plugging it and you go there and it's not there, I apologize. I guess, get more briefings on what's in stock and what's not. But it's now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oil and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
All right, now, try to be careful during your Memorial Day celebrations. Don't drive your car too fast. Slam on the brakes over any gay pride murals painted on the street. Okay? Try to avoid that. You don't want to be a felon now. You don't want to be a felon. All right, we got a couple other things here before we sign off for the day. U.S. fears North Korea military action will create chaos before election. Oh, yes. North Korea is going to be creating chaos. They can't even get their own crap figured out. If anything, it'll be China. But see, it's all building this narrative. It's all like, oh, there might be chaos, or maybe we should suspend it, or, you know, Biden has to remain in power. It's just keeping all these balls in the air that they're juggling. It's not a gay pride reference. It's just keeping all of these potentials in the air because they need to have a deck with a lot of options as they get closer. But I mean, really, it's being discussed everywhere in the media. Well, the conservative media, I guess. I mean, maybe the liberal media a bit, not really the mainstream media. Their job is to protect Biden right now. But can the Democrats really run with Joe Biden? And if the answer is based off of, well, do they want to win or not? So then you say, well, they either have the biggest rig job coming, or they're just going to sacrifice this one and just say, well, we're just going to give this one to Trump. There's already so much distrust in the election. So we need to just, you know, let's let Trump win this. It'll be too obvious if we steal it. And then we'll come back in 2028 and really assume power and then go for Agenda 2030. And maybe that's your big next shoe to drop to put America into the corporate world government. But then there's also the Joe, I mean, if they want to win and Joe Biden is just so unpresentable right now. And his approval rating is in the 30s and sinking. They're setting him up for a massive failure with all of these anti-Israel protests. But how do you do it gracefully? Does Joe Biden just resign himself? How can you do that? Does that tick people off? I mean, think about how much money he's raised, how they want you to take this thing seriously. And then he drops out and it's like, okay, the whole thing was a joke. The Democrats are a joke. Oh, yeah, North Korea. Oh, North Korea. Oh, yeah, they're going to disrupt. Not the 10 million illegal immigrants that they're trying to get to vote.
U.S. intelligence is under assault from the left and the right. Yeah, nobody trusts them. Nobody trusts them. Remember, Russian collusion? Fake. All the other fake news that they provide. Oh, intelligence says North Korea is going to disrupt the election. Mm-hmm. Yes. North Korea. And see, so it's the same distraction. It's like, I can care about the people in Palestine and say, wow, what an awful thing that's happened. Tens of thousands dead. Israel's just leveled the whole thing. They're probably going to conquer the land. Okay. That's really bad. But I just had 7 people shot in Chicago. Probably had another dozen between Baltimore, St. I mean, it's just Atlanta. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I can sit here and just go on and on and on, and I'm supposed to care more about what's going on the other side of the planet than my own backyard. Oh, North Korea. My God. North Korea is going to sabotage our elections. Not the 10 million illegal immigrants that Chuck Schumer said he wants to fast track to citizenship so they can vote. Not that. That's not the problem. It's North Korea. Suspicious death of Italian MEP's husband raises questions of foul play. So you have all these political assassinations going on. They think this may have been another one. Here's his wife, Francesca Donato, speaking to the media about this in clip 3.
They didn't explain anything. They didn't even reply to my questions. And this is really, you know, dreadful because I'm a member of the European Parliament. I'm not a common citizen, and I used my Facebook account for my information, for my communication to Italian and European people. And this is a very big damage for the whole democratic system of Europe. I voted against because first I didn't absolutely agree with the use of funds, European funds for humanitarian aids to buy weapons, lethal weapons, and to support Ukraine against Russia. And that's the first reason why I voted against the resolution. And the second one is that the economic commercial sanctions against Russia, in my opinion, are not a good tool. They are totally useless to reach the goal that the EU wants to achieve. So all this line, political line, is insane on my point of view. And a lot of Italian people, a lot of European people are asking European leaders and governments to look for peace, to look for negotiations, not to give more weapons to Mr. Zelensky or anything similar to that. In Europe, we are not any longer free to think, to say, to write down what we think, because there is a very strong censorship against every political message, every public opinion that is not aligned to the formally decided line by the European government. I think that we are seeing a very big propaganda by our media that is intended to demonize President Putin and all the Russian politics. I think this is this is a very big threat to the survival of our same economies, because our connections with Russia and your economy, your enterprises, and the market of Russia are very important for all the European economic
system.
She
gets it. She gets it. And she thinks that her husband was, I mean, I guess he's not the politician, but I mean, you know, killed, assassinated essentially as a threat to her, I guess. I mean, they still need her vote on certain issues. So I guess, you know, just threaten her by killing her husband. But she gets the larger issue. Russia should be an ally. But here's the problem. It's the World Economic Forum And it's this agenda to drive the West into a corporate world government, a communist system by policy, by practice. And so Putin is not for that. Putin is not going to send the Russians back into communism, specifically under a, under some other flag. And so it's all about regime change. But Russia is not Afghanistan. Russia is not Iraq. Russia is not a small Central American country. But she's 100% right. Hey, why should we support this war against Russia when instead we should actually be allies with Russia? And then all these sanctions and everything they're trying to do, it's actually hurting our economy, not Russia. The globalists want Putin out of power. They want regime change. And so they'd love to kill him. They'd love to just bomb Russia. But, you know, that's a little heavy-handed. So they want to make you hate him and make you think he's the worst guy on the planet. And then they find a way to remove him. But they're not, it's not working for them. It's just not working for them. All right. We're about to sign off. A couple of headlines here. Lawmakers move to automate selective service registration for all men. Are they getting ready for a big war? Are they going to bring the draft back even? All men ages 18 to 26 would be automatically enrolled in the selective service under a plan approved by the House Committee Wednesday night. A new plan from the lawmakers would automatically register men for potential military draft when they hit age 18, avoiding potential legal consequences connected to failing to file the paperwork at the proper time. Language included in the House Armed Services Committee draft of the annual defense authorization bill would mandate the automatic registration of all males between 18 and 26 living in America. Why not females? Why not females? I thought it was equality. That's interesting. I guess, they want men to go fight wars. But they think there's a big war coming? Is that what this is about? All right, we sign off. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in today. I will be live tonight at 8 p.m. Central at rumble.com/Owen. Maybe I'll see you there.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.